Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Saffel. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny O'Brien. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Eddie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dick Hall. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Brien. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Atwell for the out. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is hit by the pitch. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to second. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger bunts towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Brien covering, for the out. Hearn moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hearn scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Brien. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Lockman moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-for-1 in the game. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-1 in the game. Cat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien bunts towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-for-2 in the game. Saffel strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Atwell for the out. Ward moves to second. two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's Pirates, 1, Giants, 1. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 2 in the game. Catt hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Saffel chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Grote. Grote fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Grote. Catt moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Brien. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote catches it and throws to second to double up Terwilliger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Dick Hall. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0 for 3 in the game. Saffel strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 3 in the game. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1. Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ward takes first base on ball 4. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Roman Mejias pinch runs for Toby Atwell. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien bunts towards third. Gordon fields it, throws to second, with Terwilliger covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Thompson covering, for the double play. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.